On the subject of Epiphany, and I think related to the Lord's Supper, Walter Brueggemann, in today's meditation on Epiphany, says this: Epiphany is the dramatic moment when the reach of God's glorious governing extends beyond the confines of our self-preoccupation. And he goes and he quotes from Isaiah, Revelation, and Matthew. And in all three of those texts, the writers talk about the revelation of God's will and the spreading of his rule to the Gentiles as well as the Jews. A little bit farther down, he says, the fearful recurring accent on self-protection is everywhere among us. He's talking about in the West. There's a new tribalism in the United States that seeks to take back our country. There is a parallel move to accent the monopoly that the church has on the gospel to the exclusion of others. These texts and the season of Epiphany are urgent counters to the cry of parochialism, the traditional claim of whites, Westerners, Americans to be the chosen for manifest destiny is vetoed by the reach of the gospel. The news is that those unlike us are subjects of God's governance and God's graciousness. No nation or race or class can claim to be privileged. And he finishes by saying that this is absolutely inimical, absolutely against the cry and claims of the gospel to reach everyone. And the Lord's table is a table for everybody. Everybody's knees need to be under this table, eating the bread and drinking the cup and celebrating the victory that Christ won over sin and death for all of us, not just one of us, not just one class of us. And I think that is an incredibly exciting idea to think about as we eat this bread and drink this cup together. And I invite you to think those thoughts as whoever's coming to serve the bread and wine this morning, come.